Officials gathered at one of Schenectady County's oldest businesses, celebrating its 175th anniversary. The law firm, now known as Higgins, Roberts, and Soprinowitz, dates back to the 19th century. Michael Soprinowitz notes the firm hung out its first shingle in 1837.
Well, our founding member, David Cady Smith, is the father of Everett Smith and Gerardus Smith. Gerardus Smith is given credit historically for founding the Daily Gazette. So our founding partner's son founded the Gazette. I personally started with the firm in 1980 as a law clerk, and I walked through the doors and I've never left.
Soprinowitz believes the Capital Region is redefining itself in areas such as nanotechnology and manufacturing. Schenectady Mayor Gary McCarthy.
You know, the one company that's been significant for so long here is General Electric, which hasn't been here 175 years, but you look at their dominance.
McCarthy points out many small businesses which originally sprung up in what was once known as the Electric City were established to serve that large GE workforce, and he feels what comes around once comes back around again.
You see the focus publicly in this region maybe on things that happen at GE, things that are happening at Nanotech, things that are happening up at Global Foundries. But there is a lot of activity with smaller enterprises that complement some of those activities at the bigger firms that is occurring here, and it's positioning the region for long-term growth.
Union College President Stephen Ainley says the school has just observed a milestone of its own.
Well, we're just celebrated our 218th anniversary, so we're a bit older than the firm. We are the first college in the state of New York to be approved by the Board of Regents. So we just celebrated our anniversary in, about a week ago, so-called Founders Day. So we're very mindful of old.
Ainley explains Union has been transitioning, adjusting to the changing structure of the national and regional economies.
We, like every institution today, wrestle with the pressures on price. You know, we try to control costs as best we can and have, like so many other institutions, gone into a series of cost-saving measures, finding efficiencies in the workplace, to be sure, but even looking for things like savings in energy, refinancing debt, and so forth to keep costs as low as we can. And thankfully, Union enjoys a lot of support from alumni, you know, that have allowed us to continue to sort of move ahead and to build the program without passing that on to students and their families. So we just completed our capital campaign in December that allowed us to build a series of new programs, buildings, scholarships, and so forth that I think continues to equip young men and women to be very, very competitive in this environment. And so happily, the vast majority of our students either go to graduate school or get jobs when they emerge. They're coming out with a manageable debt burden. So we're feeling very good about where we are, although I think higher education faces a number of really important challenges, and we'll be up to them, I'm quite sure.
Chuck Steiner is president of the Chamber of Schenectady County. He paints a bright Schenectady future.
All the indicators are certainly there and support to be optimistic at this point. You do look like maybe a mainstay of this community, GE, with their growth in alternate energy through their wind energy project, through the efforts of the battery plant, a new manufacturing facility being built here and now operating here in New York State. It's quite a statement. You look at the rebirth and the renaissance of the downtown of the city of Schenectady. Communities across New York and in this entire Northeast are looking at this city saying, how are they doing this during a period of time of a five-year recession? No, I'm very, very bullish on the future and the opportunity, and we can see it in the likes of business vesting and then reinvesting in their own businesses.
Statistics were not available regarding how many small businesses have been lost in recent years, but Jim Selengo, the executive director of Downtown Schenectady Improvement Corporation, says that over the last several years, nearly 50 new businesses have sprung up in the downtown area alone, categories including arts and education, dining and nightlife, health and beauty. Steiner, Ainley, and Mayor McCarthy agree Schenectady is already benefiting from a resurgence of business, small and large, throughout the greater Capital Region community. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.